Good morning, this is Dan Hicks from Freeze Notice Weather with the early morning weather update on Monday, December 6th. During the past 72 hours, two major areas of significant precip occurred in the central and eastern U.S. The first was in some of the far northern areas from the northern plains into the central and northern Great Lakes and some far northern parts of the Midwest where there was some significant snowfall and mixed precipitation. The second area of heavier precip developed in parts of the Ohio Valley, down into the Delta, and the western southeast the past 24 hours or so, with some strong thunderstorms and some significant rainfall. This system that's moving through the middle part of the country right now will take most of the precipitation into the eastern part of the nation over the next 24 to 36 hours, with any precip farther west being spotty and light. A quick shot of Canadian air will be following this system into the central and eastern U.S. over the next 24 to 48 hours, but a quick warm-up will start in the Plain States on Tuesday afternoon, and it looks like this warm-up will be spreading eastward then as we move through the week and into the weekend. The longer-term temperature pattern does look warmer than normal across nearly all the central and eastern U.S. for both the 6 to 10 and 11 to 15 day time frames. Some more significant precipitation will start to occur in the central and eastern U.S. once again late this week into the weekend, looking at 6 to 10 day precip amounts, normal to below in the Midwest, with some above in the northern areas and also the Ohio Valley. Normal to below in the plains, in the Delta and southeast, normal to above in the north half, normal to below south half. I still don't see any major precipitation for many of the hard red winter wheat areas of the plains, especially some of the driest western areas where greater precipitation is badly needed in many areas. Down in South America, significant rainfall the past 72 hours was confined to some of the northern half of the growing areas of Brazil and also about the southwestern one-quarter to one-third of the growing areas of Argentina. First of all, in Brazil, it looks like this week that best rain chances are going to tend to favor the northern half of the growing areas of Brazil, while farther south, rainfall will be spotty. For the 6 to 10-day time frame, it does look like rainfall will stay light in the far southern growing areas of Brazil, while elsewhere the 6 to 10 day period should bring at least normal, if not above normal amounts. The need for rain is going to be the greatest in the far southern growing areas of Brazil, including Rio Grande do Sul, where the need for rain will become more critical over the next 1 to 2 weeks. In Argentina, significant rainfall in the short term, mostly confined to the western growing areas of Argentina, and it looks like that that trend will probably continue into the 11 to 15 day time frame. The need for some rain will be increasing during this period of time over the next week or 10 days in some of the central and eastern growing areas of Argentina. I'll have more details on the written reports. Thank you.